It's time to Fade the Chalk.
Fade the Chalk.
Presented by the FTN Network, helping you win your fantasy leagues and dominate in DFS. And now, here are your hosts, Derek Brown and Adam Pfeiffer.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Fade the Chalk podcast, brought to you by the FTN Network. I'm your host, Ebro, and no Adam Pfeiffer on this episode. Instead, we are going to switch gears today. You have heard the name of this person's company shouted out on this podcast, and I know you've seen it mentioned in social media streets. I am joined by a fantastic new friend to the FTN family, and I'm excited to talk to this guy, get some backstory on the CEO of Collectible. We got Ezra Levine in the house. Ezra, welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here. Yeah, we're pumped about this partnership. We see that there's a lot of crossover between the collectible community and the fantasy sports community. We really target sports fans who are ravenous about their sports and who like to express their views on sports in whatever ways they want to, whether it's investing in collectibles or playing fantasy sports. So we're pumped about this partnership. And again, thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's fantastic, man. I know from my own perspective, I'm a noob and all this kind of stuff, getting into collecting and stuff like that. So before we kind of jump into this amazing venture, Collectible, and I want to hear your background, man. Like, the man behind this Goliath of the enterprise, like, how did you get your start in business and kind of sports collecting in general?
Well, thanks. Yeah. Well, look, I'll say this. It's not just me. We have an amazing team. Everyone from our chairman, Jason Epstein, all the way down. We have just an amazing, amazing team. So, but my personal background is I went to the University of Michigan, go blue. And I like to joke that I'm literally the biggest Michigan football curse. When I joined campus, we were the second rated team in the country. We had a powerhouse team. And all of a sudden, my sophomore year, we're losing to Appalachian State in arguably the biggest upset in college football history. And since then, I think we've beaten Ohio State all but zero times in my career as a Michigan fan. But from Michigan, I went back home to New York City and I got into the financial markets. I worked on Wall Street for about 10 years. While I was there, I actually also co-founded a minor league football league called the Spring League, which is still around today. We've sent about 400 players back to the NFL, CFL, XFL back when it was around, AAF back when it was around. So I had sort of this financial markets meets sports entrepreneurship background. And I grew up in a family of collectors. My dad has been collecting his entire life. I remember every summer growing up, he would leave us for a couple of days to go to the biggest convention or trade show in the industry called the Nationals. And he would come back every summer with some stuff that he purchased at the Nationals. My siblings and I would sit in his bed and unwrap the stuff. And he would talk to us about the history of sports and the significance of that item. He would collect Mickey Mantle and Sandy Koufax were his two guys. So again, I just had this background of sports entrepreneurship, financial markets, and collecting. And after about 10 years on Wall Street, I sort of, you know, was looking for my next opportunity, and I connected with the team at Collectible. And I decided to join the company as CEO. Collectible, for a little backstory on the company, we haven't always been a fractional ownership company. We were the number one rated sports data auction aggregator. So you'd go on the Collectible app and you type in, you know, Mickey Mantle baseball card, and it would pull up all the auction results from 1974 through about 2018. So from that, we developed good relationships, a good following, and we decided to pivot to fractional ownership, and they brought me on board to lead the company through that transition and build a company that all of us can be proud of. And I think after the first 5 or 6 months of being in operations, we can all say that we're proud of what we're building so far.
That's fantastic, man. I mean, even just from hopping on the site, diving into this with our partnership, it is a sleek looking site. I mean, all the items are listed. It is super functional, like whether it's the app or the site, you're on desktop, what have you. I've loved all my experiences getting on there and just kind of diving into it myself. With Collectible, man, I mean, I know one of the first questions, especially people that are newer to this, like myself, are going to have, and you mentioned it off the top, fractional ownership of an item. Kind of explain and dive into that for people that don't know and kind of detail what that is.
Yeah, sure. So fractional ownership really at its core is just making really expensive things affordable to everybody, right? So, you know, we're all pretty familiar with fractional ownership as it relates to the stock market. When you buy a share of a stock, call it Facebook, you're a fractional owner in Facebook, the business. You don't own the entire company. You haven't replaced Zuckerberg as CEO, right? You don't own the entire building that Facebook is operating out of. You're a fractional owner. You own a fraction of the business called a share. So really what we did is we took that same concept and applied it to the world of high-end sports collectibles. For people who aren't aware, high-end sports collectibles, by many studies, has been a really amazing place to invest your money. There are some studies which suggest that it has outperformed traditional markets even during like really, really strong periods of time for the S&P 500. So we saw this really interesting asset class, a really interesting place to invest your money. The returns were at the very, very tip top of the industry, but things were unaffordable to all but the wealthy few. And so we thought, how can we democratize this, open this up, make this affordable and accessible to sports fans of all income brackets all across the country and soon all across the world? And we do that through fractional ownership. So really what you're buying are real shares of sports collectibles, just like you would buy real shares of Facebook or Amazon or Google on the public markets.
Yeah, so basically we're buying a signed baseball bat and we're playing stock market with it. I mean, yeah. For everybody that's trying to get their head and wrap their head around what this actually is, I mean, we're going to wrap this in a nutshell, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. You are buying the same way you buy shares of Apple. You're buying shares of Mickey Mantle. It's really that simple. And, you know, you buy into these offerings that we do, and then you could trade your shares on the secondary market, just like you'd be able to trade a stock on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange. Obviously, it's a little different. The exchange here happens to be the collectible exchange. But yes, in a nutshell, to make it very simple, it's the stock market for sports collectibles. Correct.
There is so much buzz around sports cards, memorabilia right now. I mean, everything's just flying off the shelf. Like you jump on social media, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, all of these things are just popping off right now. So the next thing that I know that people diving into this, because you know, we for this podcast, we dive into a lot of DFS betting and stuff of that nature. I know the next question in people's minds is going to be, okay, well, I'm going to get into this. How do I make money? Like, how do I go about this? Like, in the process of this, I mean, not to give away all the secrets, Ezra, but just a tiny snippet of like, if people are going to like, can they buy shares of items and then say, okay, well, this went up after a week. Okay, now I'm ready to cash out. Like, give somebody a little peek behind the curtain about the secrets here.
Yeah, you got it. So yeah, look, I mean, you come onto our platform. We run what are called IPOs, right? So these offerings to the public. They happen to be offerings of sports collectible items, whether it's cards, game worn memorabilia, trophies, what have you. So you can buy into an IPO, and then once the IPO is fully funded, recently it's been going in a matter of seconds or minutes. It's been going really, really quickly. It's exciting to watch. The item gets transferred over to our secondary market, and after a period of time, you're able to buy and sell your shares in that. And so if you buy something for $10 and it's now trading on the secondary market for $20, you can decide if you want to sell and take a profit or you can hold on to it. Obviously, there's no guarantee you're going to make money. It's a market. It's just like anything else. Things can go up, things can go down. But yeah, there's, you know, what we try to do is we try to curate and source some of the best items in history, right? So truly some of the best items that are incredibly relevant, both culturally, historically, ones that have a really high degree of, you know, authenticity and provenance, where we feel confident that at least, you know, we've done our homework to protect shareholders and to offer them really amazing opportunities. Again, no guarantee you'll make money, but you know, our job is to try to present the best types of items to fractional owners and for people to do their own homework and select what interests them.
Yeah, and just hopping on the site real fast. I mean, any standout items that like have just gone live or y'all are about to drop that I could kind of like tease to the people at home?
Well, I mean, look, our job again is to provide really amazing types of offerings for all different types of people. Some people like baseball, some people like basketball, some people like football, some people like modern football, vintage football. Right? So, you know, what we try to do is source amazing items for all people of all different interests. One item which we were really pumped about coming up, and we're pumped because it will absolutely demolish a fractional ownership record for the highest and largest sale in history. By the way, the record that it's demolishing is collectibles record. We were the first one to create this record. So for a little context, we set the all-time fractional record by selling a $2.5 million Mickey Mantle baseball card back in September as our neutral launch collectible. We are selling a $3.69 million Babe Ruth rookie card from 1916, a Sporting News. And to show just how historic this is his rookie card from when he was a pitcher on the Boston Red Sox. He wasn't even a Yankee yet.
Wow. Like
you're talking pre one of the most significant events in baseball history, arguably American history, right? So a really, really amazing, historic, one of the best sports collectibles in the world. And we're making it available to fractional investors. Again, $3.69 million. Come one, come all. We'll probably make it available in the next month or so.
You talked about it at the very beginning. I mean, that just these figures that we're throwing around here, this is fantastic because people could get in for this as a little as a dollar, just starting shares in this. So it's really like to be able to get your foot in the door for some of these high end. And this isn't crazy. Like these are up and down, like you scrolling up and down the items. To be able to get yourself in the door with all of these high end items is so, so awesome, man. So, again, all the details for people at home, you got to get signed up. Whether you download the app, visit the website, which is collectible.com/FTN. Use the code FTN when you get signed up. There is tons and tons of fantastic stuff on this site, Ezra. Thank you for stopping by today. This was a blast. I'm going to spend the rest of my day and night searching this and diving into this more myself, man. But appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate you.
All right, everyone. We're going to be back later this week. For Fade the Chalk, we are out.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Fade the Chalk with Derek and Adam. Make sure to follow your hosts and the podcast on Twitter at @DBRO_FFB, at APPfeiffer24, and at Chalk Fade. Smash that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode.